Episode 33. Emmanuel had finished speaking to the town of Mansoul, and the town, along with their king, Diabolus, sent a messenger to Emmanuel, one Mr. Unwilling to Stoop, under orders to offer ridiculous propositions, and we heard two of them last week at the end of last week's episode, in episode 32. Emmanuel answered, "The whole is mine, really, not in name and word only. Therefore, I will be the sole lord and possessor of all of Mansoul, or of none at all." Then Mr. Unwilling to Stoop said again, "Sir, behold the humility of my master. He says he will be content to live privately in some place in Mansoul assigned to him, if he may, and that you shall be the lord of all the rest." "Well, then," said the golden prince, "all that the Father gives me will come to me, and I should lose nothing at all that he has given me, no, not a hoof nor a hair. Therefore, I will not grant him, no, not the least corner of Mansoul to dwell in. I will have all to myself." Then, Unwilling to Stoop said again, "But, sir, suppose that my lord should surrender the whole town to you, only with this proviso. When he comes into this country upon this occasion or that he may be entertained as a traveling man for 2 days, or 10 days, or a month, or so for old time's sake. May not this small matter be granted?" "No," said Emmanuel. "He came as a traveling man to David, nor did he stay long with him, and yet it nearly cost David his soul. I will not allow him to have any more anchorage there." Then Mr. Unwilling to Stoop said, "Sir, you seem to be very unyielding. Suppose my master should yield to all that your lordship has said, provided that his friends and family in Mansoul may be free to trade in the town and to enjoy their present dwellings. May not that be granted, sir?" "No," Emmanuel said again. "That is contrary to my father's will, for all and all manner of Diabolonians who now are, or that in any time shall be found in Mansoul, shall not only lose their lands and liberties, but also their lives." Then said Mr. Unwilling to Stoop again, "But, sir, if my master shall turn over the entire town to you, may not my master and great lord continue to maintain some kind of old friendship with Mansoul by letters, by chance as passengers on the same journey, by chance opportunities or other such possible meetings?" Emmanuel answered, "No, by no means, for as much as any such fellowship, friendship, intimacy, or acquaintance in whatsoever way, sort, or mode maintained will tend to corrupt Mansoul, causing them to leave their affections toward me and endangering their peace with my father." Mr. Unwilling to Stoop still added further, saying, "But, great sir, since my master has many friends and those that are dear to him in Mansoul, if he must depart from them, may he not bestow upon them, as he sees fit, some tokens of his kindness for the love he has had for them, tokens of his bounty and good nature, so that when he is gone, Mansoul may look upon such tokens of kindness from their old friend and remember him who was once their king, and they may think upon the merry times they enjoyed one with another while he and they lived in peace together." "No," Emmanuel said again, "for if Mansoul becomes mine, I shall not allow nor grant the smallest scrap, shred, or dust of Diabolus to remain as tokens or gifts bestowed upon any in Mansoul, for I will not leave a single reminder for them of the horrible communion that once existed between them and him." "Well, sir," said Mr. Unwilling to Stoop, "I have one thing more to propose, and then I have come to the end of my commission. When my master is gone from Mansoul, suppose that any who shall still live in the town should have such business of high concerns to do that if they are neglected, the matter might be ruined. And suppose, sir, that nobody can help in that case as well as my master and lord. May not now my master be sent for upon so urgent an occasion as this? Or if he may not be admitted into the town, may not he and the person concerned meet in some of the villages near Mansoul and there put their heads together to solve the issue? This was the last of those ensnaring propositions that Mr. Unwilling to Stoop had to offer Emmanuel on behalf of his master Diabolus. But Emmanuel would not grant it, for he said, "When your master is gone, there can be no case or thing or matter arising in Mansoul that may not be helped or remedied by my father. Besides, it would be a colossal dishonor to my father's wisdom and skill to allow any from Mansoul to go out to Diabolus for advice, especially when they are bid before in everything by prayer and supplication to let their request be made known to my father. Furthermore, should it be granted, this would be to permit a door to be set open for Diabolus and the Diabolonians in Mansoul to hatch and plot and bring to pass treasonable schemes to the grief of my father and me, and to the utter destruction of Mansoul." When Mr. Unwilling to Stoop had heard this answer, he took his leave of Emmanuel and departed, saying that he would carry word to his master concerning this whole affair. So he departed and came to Diabolus in Mansoul and told him everything, and how Emmanuel would not admit, no, not by any means, that he, when he has once departed, should ever have anything more to do, either in or with any that are of the town of Mansoul. When Mansoul and Diabolus had heard these things related, with one consent they concluded to use their best efforts to keep Emmanuel out of Mansoul. So they sent old Ilpaz, of whom you have heard before, to tell the prince and his captains, to be continued. In the first paragraph, Emmanuel tells Mr. Unwilling to Stoop, "I will be the sole lord and possessor of all of Mansoul or of none at all." How does this relate to salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23 to help with your answer. In the sixth paragraph, Mr. Unwilling to Stoop asks if Diabolus can still trade freely within the town, in other words, continue to conduct business in Mansoul. Emmanuel's response in the next paragraph is that all Diabolonians must lose their lands, liberty, and even their lives. By this statement, who are the Diabolonians? John Bunyan provided his scriptural notes for this paragraph, Romans 6:13, Galatians 5:24, and Colossians 3:5. What does this mean to you and me? What does this mean to you and me as Christians? And again, Unwilling to Stoop presents the devil, Diabolus, as someone who is full of bounty and good nature in his gifts and dealings. While there are those who have excellent behavior, yet have a heart that does not love the Lord Jesus, in Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23, so that's kind of the answer to the first one. There are those who say they love Christ, yet still have an unchanged life. Read Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 13, and explain why reminders of the horrible communion existing between Diabolus and Mansoul was unacceptable to Emmanuel. Yeah, those exchanges between Mr. Unwilling to Stoop are pretty telling of what the devil does in our lives.